Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, a busy day as ever. On Thursdays, we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then, Jeffrey, right in the right trivia. How are you feeling today?
Jeff, we're always just focused on the process. We don't really care about the results. We're right. Just making sure that we're prepared and we're getting better every day.
Do you consume the world, the news, pop culture world, any differently because you know that every week you are going to be tested in Right Than Right trivia?
I used to, during the current events era, I would consume news a little differently. Now that we've gone back,
a little more attention to what was happening
correct.
In the world that week.
Yeah, it was, you go to Google News and like I would peruse the...
The day before, or just as the week went along?
Yeah, it was mainly as the week went along. Like I was intentional about going
right
and checking, like U.S. news, world
again,
news.
Process. It's process.
Exactly.
It's process. But now that it's just random ass,
sound more general knowledge trivia.
General
there's
knowledge
there's just not much I can do.
For it. Yeah, you've been preparing for it your whole life.
Exactly.
Really. We will be playing Right Than Right trivia. Kevin Cerita will join the show. That'll do that in the second hour. Jeffrey, what are we giving away?
Jeff, we've got two tickets to see your favorite man, James Taylor, September the 13th at Bank Plus Amphitheater.
That's fantastic. Fishman is going to see James Taylor maybe tonight at Wolf Trap in D.C. outside to see if it's tonight. He's going to get through all the checkpoints in order to get there, but he's going to see James Taylor soon. Very
so
soon.
I'm showing Vienna, Virginia,
that's
so
it.
I assume that's
probably it, yeah. And where is it?
They're calling it the Filene Center.
Yeah, okay, that's probably it. Is that it?
He is there. Looks like he's just posting up. He's going to be there tonight. Weirdly,
he's
not
be there several nights.
Weirdly, not tomorrow, but he will also be there on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, there you go.
And then he goes to Boston on Tuesday.
Anyway, you don't even have to be Righter Than Right in order to win those tickets. You just have to play honorably. And I have to say,
you are correct, Jeff. Filing Center is Wolf Trap.
Yeah. The new play honorably era of Righter Than Right trivia, I think, has produced two things. One is a constant stream of winners. Two, a better game. You don't hear people clicking away.
Yeah.
You know, trying to.
It helps the pace of the game.
And I think it's increased the amount of honor in the community because of the example that our contestants set every single week. So we'll do that in the second hour. We got a lot to get to today, but I wanted to start by asking you, Jeffrey.
Charles has confirmed he's going tonight.
Tonight. JT. I think he was a little shocked by the price of tickets. It's one of the
good
things,
or bad?
High.
Okay.
He didn't go to a lot of events. And one of the things that has gone up in price.
Concert tickets.
Is, like concert and sporting tickets, right? It's just crazy how much those things. I mean, I understand we've dealt with inflation generally, and it is continuing right now. But it feels like
this is a lovely venue.
Oh, it's a gorgeous venue. Wolf Trap's a beautiful venue. But it feels like concert tickets.
Ooh, hello.
What?
The starting one is $79.
Right, and then
so if you want to sit in the lawn,
no, but he's sitting in a seat. He said, "Listen, it's age 64.
I'm not blaming him.
He would say, "At age 64, you don't go. You know, you'll sit on the lawn when you're on a date in your
20s. I go to so few concerts that when I'm going, I'm getting a good seat.
He wants to see James Taylor, and so what are they costing? Right now? What's available in the real seating?
Okay, so. The problem is the way that this thing's let out. So is he sitting in the orchestra? Is he sitting in?
I bet it's $150 a ticket, $125 a ticket, something like that.
Keep going.
No, he is. I think that's what he is paying. Okay. I think he's not right up front. Those are like $400, $500 a ticket.
They're only $315. Come on.
It's crazy.
You can still get a couple together.
But then again, like what does a Grizzlies game cost to sit down right down low, you know? And it used to be you'd pay that for something special, like.
I mean, A, there's not a lot of tickets left.
No.
But, like, even if you want to sit, so it looks like there's kind of the theater-style seating, so you got, like, the overhang. Like, even if you want to sit in the overhang, those are still $215.
Well, I bet this is the place to come see James Taylor right here in South Haven, right? I mean, isn't that the place to do it?
Because fingers crossed on weather.
I bet there's greater availability, and it's
a bigger venue, obviously.
And it's a bigger venue, obviously. So, anyway, we will be doing that in this. But what I was going to ask you was, have you signed up yet for ESPN? Today is the day. The streaming service drops for ESPN. You can get ESPN direct to your phone, your TV, wherever. You don't have to get it through your cable provider. You get ESPN starting today.
No.
Because you don't need it.
Correct.
Because you have it through your provider.
Correct. Now, I have also, my understanding is I have complete access to it. I've not tried yet.
I think you'll have complete access to it as someone you're already paying for.
My understanding is, but based on what I paid.
But if you are a cord cutter.
Correct.
You can now, yes, you can always get ESPN Plus, but ESPN Plus.
Just, by the way, you're just going to leave Fox One out of this? Fox One launched today, too.
Oh, Fox One launched today, too. Is that true?
Yeah. But $19.99.
If you wanted.
But if you want to bundle those bad boys, instead of paying $50 a month, you can pay $39.
Is that true?
Yeah, you can bundle those bad boys.
You can now, again, you could always get ESPN Plus, but ESPN Plus didn't get you ESPN.
Correct.
Didn't get you the talk shows you wanted, didn't get you the games you wanted, didn't get you Monday Night Football, just for example, right? Yeah, on ESPN Plus.
I was always confused what it did.
What the hell it did get? You know what it got me?
Well, I think it would get you Monday Night Football with the Spanish broadcast.
It got me a bunch of NHL games that I wanted to watch.
It's
a bunch
of baseball.
Sabres games. Yeah. That's how I consumed the Sabres. Most of the games seem to be on ESPN Plus. I subscribe to ESPN Plus. If I get ESPN now, can I drop ESPN Plus? Is ESPN Plus included?
So they have been very unclear on that. They are rebranding Plus. I do know this is true. If you have access to the app, you don't need Plus anymore. But I don't feel confident enough telling you the type of ESPN that you have grants you 100% access. Because there's some confusion of what level of...
I mean, I have an ESPN app on my phone.
Correct, but that's different.
And then I hit the plus in order to get to the plus. What does this get me?
Correct. So you are on ESPN's, like, you're not on the flagship app or whatever they're calling it. You're on ESPN's, like, essentially their mobile website.
Yeah, right. Anyway, here's what's happening.
They're also in transition, so it's going to take a while for them to kind of like...
Some of this you all know. Back in as recently as 2011, 100 million homes in America got ESPN as part of their cable service.
Yep.
Right? And basically, ESPN got essentially $15 a month for each of those 100 million people. And those 100 million people... A lot of them didn't even watch it, right? They did. They just
the bundle.
It was a tier that they subscribed to because they wanted something else, whatever. And in order to get to something else, they were still paying the $15 a month for ESPN. For those of us who watched ESPN, not free. more than Netflix, right? Certainly more than Netflix was then, but it's more than Netflix, I think, now.
Netflix is over 20.
So, but you had $15 a month times 100 million people. So money was just pouring in to ESPN and ABC, right? And Disney, the owner. Now, through your basic cable packages, it's gone from 100 million to 61 million homes. Cord cutting.
Which, by the way.
Cord cutting. Still a lot.
Still a lot. For that industry, that's still a lot. But yes.
Still a lot.
But do the math.
I would still want $15 a month times 61 million.
Correct.
Coming into my
bank
account.
There are many, many cable companies that would love that.
Coming into my bank account. But the world of the corporate world is all about trajectory.
Yes. Stock prices.
Which way are you headed, right? Like, that's what matters. And so they are headed from, they've literally lost 40 million homes times $15 a month in a decade. So they're like, this isn't going to work. We got to do something else. And so, because of all you cord cutters out there, they are doing this deal where they are selling ESPN direct to your home for $29.99 a month. So essentially double what you were charged as part of your cable package, right?
Yeah, I have not looked at what they're charging carriage fee right now, but I assume it's about the same.
It's about double, yeah. So,
but you got to remember, that's just for ESPN. That's not two. That's not you. Right. That's not.
And I gather that for a year, at least the first year, you can bundle Hulu and Disney and get it for that $30 a month, I think. I watch some Hulu. I don't really watch any Disney. I have over the years watched some Hulu.
I was going to say, if you got a 2-year-old,
I don't have a 2-year-old. So that seems like whatever. You can get First Take, you can get Monday Night Football, you can get all the ESPN stuff. It's ESPN delivered directly to you as opposed to through your cable provider. What do you make of this?
I think they're trying to thread the needle of they're not abandoning their linear television product because they still make a bunch of advertising money. And because that's clearly one of the big houses of live sports, they make a lot of money. So they're not abandoning that, but they are trying to sit there and go, well, we can't just not offer something for cord cutters and they're trying to like thread that
needle. Is this, by the way, a piece of news that would be to Americans out there irritating, like, oh my God, I got to sign up for another thing, or refreshing, like, oh, this is great. This liberates me to actually cut the cord.
I think we're at the point where it feels like another thing. So it's irritating, even though I don't think today this is a good app or it's worth the cost. I do think once they're able to get all the stuff that they've acquired live, I do think, like, the irony to me is ESPN's just like they were viewed as the number one perpetrator of killing the cable industry because of the carriage fees and cord cutting. Like
they chase people away because they're so damn expensive because of their carrying fees.
And now they're a cable company.
Anyway, we'll see how that. Today's a big day. Today, ESPN is available on your direct to you. And then also FS1.
FS1.
And what's that? What's on there?
Fox One.
What do I get for that?
It's all of their properties. Everything from Fox Business to Fox News to Fox Sports, FS1. It's all of their properties.
I see.
Because originally, where this app was going to be good, this was originally the design of the sports fan app. Remember, it was going to be Fox, ESPN, and I believe Turner.
Oh, yeah.
We're all merging.
Right.
And so that was like 60 to 70% of
what you
sports.
Need. Yeah.
And so for all the guys that were just like, man, I just wish there were just a sports app. That's really all I watch. Well, then the Department of Justice was like, you can't do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also tonight, by the way, we got high school football. High school football season.
I've got it tomorrow. Coach Torrey's already sent me my game notes. It's here, baby.
Tonight there are games. Tomorrow night, of course, there are games. I think there are games Saturday too this week. I would think all. Anyway, so it is a big day in the world of sports. Yesterday, basically,
did you smell a little football out there this morning?
Oh, it was.
Did you?
I went out with the dog.
I know.
My dogs, by the way, are so freaking spoiled.
Yeah.
That in order to go pee out in the, I have to go with them with a biscuit.
Yeah, no.
Like, they won't, like, just...
Well, yeah.
Maybe if it's urgent, they will. Like, Gus will say, I got to go out, and he'll just go by. But, like, to get Willow to go out, and I have to walk down off the deck with them.
Respect.
Down to the grass with a biscuit in order to get them to do that. But when I did that when I did that today, I did notice a little snap.
Mm-hmm. Just smelled like a little football.
Just a little bit of snap.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. Yesterday, as we were going off the air, we got the news about the new FedEx deal with the University of Memphis. And I want to talk about that just a little bit. I'll be honest. I think that I guess it's cool to have the logo in the end zones. I don't really care. Right. Like the.
Well, we were on the afternoon show. We've decided like we also need like the AutoZone red zone. Like we're just like trying to figure out ways. Like we're just an agency firm of like how can we just get some more cash.
I don't really care what's in, I don't really care. And it's funny because in the release that's what was quote unquote unprecedented. Like that's what they emphasized is unprecedented. And I'll be honest, some of you may think it's just the coolest thing ever to have a corporate logo in the end zone. Whatever, I don't really care about that. The parts of it that matter. The reason that I care, the only reason that I would care about the corporate logo in the end zone is it just reaffirms FedEx's commitment to a, let's be honest, a group of five or six, what are we calling them?
So I think we got to officially say group of six because the Pac-12's not
to a group of six university in a way that is just kind of incredible. I mean, it just doesn't exist elsewhere. Like, we certainly have the example of Nike and Oregon. But, like, Oregon's in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that FedEx steps up.
And literally, the guy that not only founded Nike, the guy that ran Nike, ran track at Oregon.
Right. Fred went to Yale,
yes.
For God's sakes. And Memphis is a...
The only Memphis university he went to was the Memphis University School.
Right. And the fact that they are this committed to that university is admirable, astounding. And so I like, That's the only reason I care about the logo is it is tangible evidence of the tie. And let's be clear. This isn't like having, with all due respect to Popeye's Fried Chicken, which I like, it's not like having the Popeye's Fried Chicken logo. Gold, FedEx logo is a...
Rest in peace, Bahamas Bowl.
Is a gold-plated company. I mean, literally, when David Stern helped engineer the Grizzlies coming to Memphis, one of the reasons was he wanted his league to be connected with FedEx. He thought that would be good for the league to have a relationship with FedEx. That's the kind of support that Memphis has, which is astounding and should not be taken for granted. The second part of this is, and the reason that they emphasize the logo rather than the dollars, because they didn't tell you the dollars. But my understanding is the dollars have increased. And so what happened was we already knew about the 5-year NIL deal. The FedEx was, which was itself unprecedented at the time. And FedEx was going to be shoveling money to athletes in NIL packages. Now that money is going, instead of going into NIL, it's going directly to the university, and the university will disperse it as part of their revenue sharing. Now that the house settlement was reached, the university can pay athletes directly. Where are they going to get the money to pay athletes directly? And so they'll do it. This is the money has now become a formal sponsorship as opposed to NIL. Now, Memphis can still offer NIL money on top of the revenue sharing, but they probably won't much. They will encourage donors to give money now directly to them rather than to NIL and through collectives, because they will certainly do that until they reach full revenue sharing, right? This is how they're
right.
funding the revenue sharing. It's interesting. If you are at a school like Memphis, you know, look, the NIL Go, is that what it's called? The
NIL Go, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't remember that app?
The group that is supposed to be analyzing deals to determine whether they are consistent with business purposes, right? Whether the value is appropriate. If you're Memphis, you kind of want NIL Go to hammer people, because you don't yet have enough money to do the full revenue sharing. Now, you got more than almost any other group of six university, maybe any other group of six university. But you haven't gotten to the full 20 million yet. Then NIL, if you're at Alabama, you're going to get the 20 million in revenue sharing, and then you want to pile on as much NIL money on top of it as you can, or Tennessee,
you
or anywhere
win.
Else, because you want to win, right? So it's sort of a different enterprise. But that's functionally, when they talk about what was happening in terms of the transition, it was just the NIL money was becoming direct sponsorship money to be paid directly to...
The NIL money was a NIL is what people said, just to cover for pay for play.
Right, yeah. But then the money has been boosted. So you get the logo. B, you get more money, and then C, it's coming directly to the university. And my understanding is this was one of Fred Smith's last deals. You know, this didn't happen since Fred died, and so this has been in the works, and this is one of Fred's last deals. And I do think it is let's be honest, we talk all the time about Memphis's quote-unquote reputation, or, you know, what are the factors that keeps Memphis out? And we've discussed all the factors. One of them is perception, don't you believe? One
Yes.
of them is perception. And I think, in addition to just the hard dollars, I think it really helps perception to have a place like NIL, I mean, like FedEx, standing beside you. Does that mean it'll ultimately succeed in getting them into a better conference?
It hasn't so far.
It hasn't so far.
But I'm with you.
The
brand you'd rather be associated with than not.
The relentlessness of the effort is notable. So I listened to a lot of the conversation on this station and elsewhere throughout the community yesterday about that sort of spun off of this. I was listening to Jason and John's show at one point. I listened to Gabe at one point. I listened to y'all at one point. And so I have because then the Ed Scott, he again talked and said, you know, talked about, you know, you take your beating and you come right back at it, whatever else, and here you go. And, you know, and that's all you can say and that's all you can do. So I want to ask a few questions, Jeffrey. One is, looking back at it now, was the effort to get into the Big 12 and as public as it became, was that more embarrassing or encouraging?
For me, it was encouraging at the end of the day, because I really want to tip my cap. I know the result made people feel a certain way, and I completely understand that. But the fact that Ed Scott and Bill Hargrave in basically, what, 13 months were able to put together a $200 million deal of clean money. To your point about FedEx, it's not just, hey, Boise State's had to go and take private equity money to try and keep up. Like,
right.
And I get it. This was straight to the conference, so it's a little bit different. But you got AutoZone, FedEx, and Lowe's, people that were not a part of the Big 12. And the fact that you got them all to say, here's $200 million over 5 years, that was unbelievable to me. Like, that's something that you don't see.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm with you, by the way. I guess the argument, just to make the argument the other side, is the argument, there's Memphis trying to buy its way in, and even this deal can't get you in. It's like trying to buy a friend, and the friend turns you down and says, I don't want to be. Like, that is the – and my God, this level of deal, which – agree not to take money for however many years they agreed not to take money. Oh, and then you can kick us out before you give us any money. And here's $200 million. And there is an element that it is, if not embarrassing, discouraging.
Absolutely.
Right. There is an element of it that is. But I'm with you. I think it's more encouraging. And I think it is more. I think it is. I mean, it's not necessarily a standing offer in that the specifics aren't available today and tomorrow and the next day and every day for the next year. But I think the
Big 12 called tomorrow.
The conferences know that it is basically a standing offer.
Correct.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's fine. 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 Don't take our money this time. You guys seem to need money. Everyone seems to need money.
That's what they're all saying.
And here we are. And by the way, in the wake of this, we just upped our FedEx money.
Yep.
And we're putting the logo on the field, and we're still here. And so I think it is, in fact, more encouraging, and I don't think it's particularly close, honestly. And it makes me think, I can occasionally get discouraged and think, they're never getting in.
You?
But I might tend to be walking on the sunny side of the street,
course,
as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is indisputably a good thing. Okay, secondly, and you sort of touched on this in your last answer, Ed Scott himself, I was talking to someone who was criticizing Ed Scott and saying, what has he done? And I'm like, wait a second. If you are saying that it is pass fail, if you've gotten Memphis into another conference, he's done something, and if he hasn't, he hasn't. Well, then yes, he's failed.
That was the standard. He should never have taken the job.
Yeah, that cannot be the standard. And if you look at what he has done, I think the two most striking things he has done. One, he has put together this deal. It didn't work. But you can't argue that the deal itself isn't impressive. That he didn't know what he knew what job one was. That he and Bill Hargrave sought to achieve aggressively, find the people to make job one possible, and went after it in a way that you absolutely want. And isn't, like, I mean, you mentioned before, like, Lowe's hasn't been involved. That's new. That's new. Cultivating new donors in addition to Uncle Fred, right? And forging a relationship with Uncle Fred. Like,
extending.
What?
Extending.
And extending the relationship. And again, I don't think Fred didn't need to be won over for the University of Memphis. Laird Veach was the one who got the original money for the stadium, right? And so, but.
Well, I mean, I would argue Strickland did.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But we you never actually know how much is Hardgrave, how much is Fred.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any of these folks, how much credit you give to anyone within this. It was within the Laird administration. Now it's within the Scott administration. But that's job one. He is firmly aware of what the job involves and is going after it. Secondly, Penny's here. You know, it feels like, now again, lots of things went into it. It was a more cohesive roster.
Yep.
But just a year ago, Penny was firing all his assistants. There was an NCAA investigation going on. We were thinking, oh my God, the new AD is going to have to fire Penny Hardaway. And Penny himself has given some of the credit to Ed Scott. You know that Laird Veach had no relationship with Penny. And so I do believe, we'll see, we hope, I do believe that a lot of the nonsense has been cleaned up. We'll see. Like, we don't, like, would the NCAA... Would the pay for tutoring scandal have happened under Ed Scott? I can't say for certain that it wouldn't have. It feels like it wouldn't have. Don't you think?
I certainly think it's fair to say it would not have been as perilous as it actually wound up being. Like, I'm not saying that it doesn't start, but it would have gotten fixed.
I just think because he has a better relationship with Penny, you can therefore address things.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right? But, like, you know, do I actually think that, yeah, okay, do I think Malco wouldn't have started the tutoring?
Now, do I know? Now, if they have a crappy year this year, which they might, by the way, am I now then going to blame it? Like, whatever. I'm not giving him full credit. I'm not saying Ed Scott had much to do with the win over UConn, right?
Yeah.
Well, like that. But I do think in bringing a sense of calm to that program, he has succeeded.
I think the relative, however you want to say it, drama-free nature of last year, I think that was all 100%.
And then with football, plus, by the way, they have to be freaking building a stadium. You know, now,
he became a project manager.
Yeah, a project man. Now, one of the interesting things, honestly, I'm totally reserving judgment on this one. Under Ed, they have changed the stadium. They've gotten rid of seating.
Yep.
And the middle of the field on the home side is going to be basically a plaza. What's it called? A party deck.
Yes. Open air seating, Jeff.
I think that remains to be seen. I will tell you, I'm slightly skeptical.
I also don't blame him on that one. I think when you inherited the three-phase...
Well, yes. I think what happened is phase three they realized they couldn't pay for.
Correct.
And phase three was going to be that additional shelf of seating coming down over that party deck.
Yes.
And so they said, well, you can't pay for that. They also added the tunnel for the concerts and whatever else.
But I think that was designed to, hey, let's try to bring in some more revenue. We own the stadium. I think that's part of, not only did you inherit a project, you also inherited, now you own the stadium.
So I think that all that's fundamentally good as well. And then the third thing. So one was more embarrassing or more encouraging. Secondly, is the job that Ed Scott has done. And then the third thing is that, and Jason and John spent a lot of time talking about this, that Ed said basketball plays the bills, but football is the future. Do you think he has struck the appropriate balance between football and basketball? And do you think, in striking that balance, any administrator at the University of Memphis has to recognize that football is the future?
Yes, to both. Because in the end, I understand the significance of the basketball program, and I understand historically its standing. I think you also have to acknowledge, everyone seems to agree, priority number one is we have to be in a better conference. You cannot do that without prioritizing football.
Yeah, I find a couple things interesting here. One is, I think it's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a really tough thing to talk about conclusively because people allude to the numbers, but we don't know the numbers.
I also don't. I mean,
if someone tell me the numbers, like how much money is going to football versus how much is going to basketball? How much does basketball?
Are we talking rev share?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we don't know the numbers.
All right. So if you made me guess,
everyone is saying they're stealing from. I mean, the they're stealing from basketball to give it to football. Are they?
What I would say is if let's use 14 million as their number. Give or take. I would bet 4 went to basketball. I would bet probably 1 million went to the other sports. And so what does that leave? 9 to football?
Now, the argument would be, football, much bigger roster.
Yes. Right?
Much bigger roster. I can see that why that would draw hackles. You're like, my God, football. If that's those, we're making up these numbers.
Yeah.
But if that were it, 9 million for football and 4 million for basketball, I can see the basketball people who love Memphis basketball most of all would say that's bass-ackward. You know, for a program that's driven things, that's a crazy.
I would say this. That's about on par. So if you do it based on. Most schools are spending about 70% on football, somewhere between 70 and 80, and then they're spending.
Yeah, but what's different is that, and this is where the question would come.
Like, but is Duke? I don't know.
Yeah,
Duke's clearly spending a lot on football.
Most schools that you're talking about are football schools, right? Yep. You know what I mean? They're football.
Well, it's like, I mean, honestly, I'm using the percentages for most of the power leagues. Do I think Purdue is spending 70% on football? Probably not, but I think most schools in the Big Ten are.
But is UConn?
Probably not.
You know, what I'm saying is
but they are also not getting power money.
Schools that are outside of the Power Four that have had more success typically in basketball than football.
I bet Boise's spending 90.
Yeah, but Boise's a football school. Boy didn't care about basketball, so it is an interesting question. The only way I'm with you, by the way, I think the only way you then start saying, you know what, we're just going to slant to basketball, is if you think the conference realignment stuff is futile, because it does drive. We know it drives conference realignment. If you come to a conclusion where it is futile, it's never happening. Then it's throwing good money after bad, right?
Sure.
But they obviously aren't at a place where they think it's futile.
Well, I guess the other question
is, I don't think should they be.
I think that's, to me, the better question is it appropriate? Because in the end, you can't control someone else's decision.
If God gave you a tablet that said you are never going to be in a better conference than you are right now,
right.
I would spend more on basketball.
Right, but that we... Right. Unless somebody's got a direct line to God.
Right. But you don't know. You don't know that. But
I guess we could ask you.
I think there are some schools that might, like if you're a Rice or something, right, you might say, you know what, we're going to be a basketball power. and spend more of our money on basketball because we're never getting in anyway. Like, I do think there are places where the logical decision would be, understanding the reality would be, we're not getting in, so let's maximize our chance of winning at what matters most at this school.
I think to a certain degree, you're going to see more schools in the next 5 years kind of make the decision that Mississippi State did, which is, wait, let me get this straight. To get into this arms race to maybe win 8-9 games, we're going to have to spend $20 million, give or take.
Let's be good at baseball.
We'll be good enough at football. Like, they're not right. spending zero, but they're going, you know, rather than spending $20 million, let's spend $12 million, and then we can spend on our basketball and baseball programs, which our fans care about. And by the way, we make money doing those. Like, I think there's going to be schools that are going to have to make decisions. You can't pay for everything.
And then the spinoff here, though, is that I agree, is that it would be wildly premature to say we're not getting in, and so therefore we're gonna abandon football and we're not going to pour resources into football. Then the question is, the final question is it clear to you that the money that has been spent on basketball is, and the money that has been spent on football, the money on basketball has been better spent? In fact, well, just to put a finer point on it, the Penny has done a better job than Ryan.
I think it's fair to say, obviously, last year.
Yeah,
I think there were times where I questioned how Memphis was spending their
I think that
era.
Is certainly true. Both of them now are in a position where they should dominate a crappy conference.
Yes.
And Penny has done a much better job of doing that than Ryan has. Ryan has never finished second in the conference.
Yeah.
Penny, even before he won the conference last year, he finished second a bunch, even when Houston was, right? They were finishing second to Houston. I don't think there's any question who has done a better job in terms of dominating a crappy conference. Penny hasn't done as well as he should have done either. Honestly, he did last year, but I don't think he's done as well as he should have done. But he has done a better job of dominating. Ryan hasn't come close to dominating this conference.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the best finish is like third.
He's never finished second because he would have been in the... He never made the championship game, and there's top two teams make the championship game. So he by definition hasn't been in the top two when it mattered, right?
Yeah.
So and Penny has. So, but honestly, Penny can do a better job of dominating a crappy conference too.
Well, and also I do think it's going to be easier for Penny to dominate a crappy conference than it is for Ryan, because I don't even know. Like, for instance, I do think Tulane is spending a lot of money on football.
Right. Who is the basketball? Who is even a close rival?
Because I know, I mean, UAB lost pretty much everyone that they wanted to keep. Like, who's the next?
Well, there are, like, Navy cares about football. It has different, totally different
right, but
economics.
It's a complete.
That's a different.
I guess Wichita State,
right,
maybe, right, but, yeah. Like, they've never.
No, you're right. You're right. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, Big Second Hour. We got Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. Then we got Writer Than Right Trivia. We'll be giving away James Taylor tickets. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. We've been talking a lot about the University of Memphis today, and we do have the news. We knew Memphis's non-conference basketball schedule. We knew the opponents, but now we have the actual schedule. It has dropped, and let's just go through it. So you got the exhibition game against Auburn. No, I mean, that's a real game against Auburn. I'm sorry.
No.
You got the exhibition games that are not on the schedule.
Auburn is an exhibition.
Yes. But then there's the other one that we haven't against Arkansas that has the date has not been announced
correct.
Yet. So that one is yet to come. And then the Auburn game, also the exhibition.
I would think now that we have the Grizzlies schedule, I would think that we'd be close to getting an announcement on that one.
Yeah, Hitman Hoops had a date, and then others have disputed that date. So we won't, whatever. That's going to happen. Arkansas is going to come in and play an exhibition, and then they're going to play the exhibition against Auburn. That's
yep.
in Atlanta on October 30th. So you got San Francisco. Jeffrey, that's on
that's the return
November
trip.
8th. That is the return trip. Then at Ole Miss, I guess that's the headliner here, do you think?
We didn't know the date.
Right. That's November 11th at Ole Miss. Then UNLV at home on November 16th. Then they head off to the Bahamas, of course, where they will play Purdue on November 20th. November 21st, they'll play either Texas Tech or Wake Forest. November 26th, home against SIU. December 3rd, home against New Orleans. December 6th, that's a big one, home against Baylor. December 13th at Louisville.
I don't think we had the date. We knew they were playing at Louisville. I don't think we had the date.
That's December 13th.
Yep.
Is it still called the Yum Center?
Yes, it is.
Vandy, December 17th at Mississippi State on December 20th. Alabama State home on December 22nd. And then, of course, you have the one popping up in the middle of the conference season. That's at Utah State on February 14th. Your thoughts?
I mean, also when the school sent out the press release, they put last year's net ratings for each team. San Francisco, 64th. At Ole Miss, 28th. UNLV, 98th. Purdue, 19th. Either Texas Tech or Wake Forest. Texas Tech was 7. Wake was 69. Nice. 216 for SIU, 346 for New Orleans, 30 for Baylor, 24 for Louisville, 48 for Vandy, 34 for Mississippi State, 274 for Alabama State, and 37 for Utah State. I mean, that's where, I mean, I know it's going to be rinse repeat, but man, this is where you're going to have to make your hay.
Yeah. What do we know what Memphis's number was?
Memphis's net, I want to say it was around it's top 50. Let me double check for you.
So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And most of the tough games on the road, you know, that's the other problem. Or certainly neutral or on the road. And so you've got your hands full. They were astoundingly good in non-conference games last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Year. It was just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, they finished at 49th in the net.
So
they were 49th in the net, and they got a 5 seed.
It is so, given that every roster turns over completely.
Sure, who knows? I fully acknowledge, like, it is year to year, but you can't.
No.
When you're scheduling, you know what I mean? You don't know that information. You got to schedule the best you can.
Anyway, fun to think about. Now we got the Grizzlies schedule. We got the Tigers non-conference schedule, and away we go. Other news that I wanted to get to before we got Chris Harrington and before we have Right of the Night Trivia in the second hour, we did learn yesterday, Jeffrey, that the name of the new bridge here in Memphis
yep.
will be called King's Crossing, named after three kings, MLK, BB, and Elvis. So, two questions. One, should Jerry Lawler be offended? Should it be the Four Kings Bridge as opposed to the Three Kings Bridge? And secondly, are we going to call it the King's Crossing Bridge?
I can see where that name's simple enough that we will use it.
I like the name.
Yeah,
I think it makes sense. And by the way, as much as significant as Jerry Lawler is, I think we can say that MLK, BB King, and Elvis, different category.
Yes.
Right?
I
got no problem. I have no problem with being the Three Kings, not the Four Kings.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Also, didn't we call one of the Tiger recruiting classes the Four Kings?
Well, I know that Joe Jackson was
the
king of Memphis.
The KOM.
He was the king of Memphis. So lots of people. There's lots of people crowned as kings or crowned themselves as kings over the years.
Well, this ties in.
It's also going to be called King's Crossing. You can, in fact, come up with any kings you want it to be in
yeah.
your mind. Like for you.
It's not the Three
there,
Kings Crossing.
It's just the King's Crossing.
Yeah.
So you can think of it as. Like, if you're Jerry Lawler, you can think, hey, it's my bridge.
It's named after me.
It's my bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, except Joe Jackson. It's my bridge.
Prove me wrong.
So prove me wrong. So it's going to be called King's Crossing. I don't know how you call a bridge. Hey, are you, it's backed up over King's Crossing. We're going to use that?
KCB.
King's Crossing sounds like a church.
Yeah, it definitely does sound
like a new age church.
Yeah,
it's out there in Cordova.
You can dress
somewhere,
really
right,
casually.
Exactly. There's a drum set.
There's a lot of guitar.
Yeah,
a lot of guitar.
That's what it sounds
there's
like to me.
Definitely going to be some a light show with it. I mean, this goes to Kevin's idea. Kevin wants to, you know, we've both decided we're punting on the, we're fixing up Beal. Like we're done with that. Like it's just been too complicated. Everyone keeps coming up with excuses. So our idea was, let's start building up the areas on the other side or surrounding Beal, and then we'll force Beal to get their stuff together. But he wants to call it the King's Corner.
Well,
and this is before the bridge.
It is interesting that one of the things Sam talked about was how, I mean, there's a bunch of levers in terms of downtown. There's Beale Street, but then there's where the MLG&W building is, that property. And then, let's be clear, there's the giant-ass field across from AutoZone Park.
Yeah.
That is, well, it's interesting. Someone to me, one of our loyal listeners, brought up this again. Should they have put it downtown? Maybe they shouldn't have put it down. Whatever. I'll say this. There was never any discussion. I don't find it fruitful to go back and relitigate this period. There was never any discussion at all of putting FedEx Forum anywhere but downtown. The only discussion was where downtown.
Right.
And there were some, me, who advocated, let's put it right across from AutoZone Park and have sort of a entryway.
I love cities. Cities that have the stadiums and arenas next to each other, like, I'm all about it.
It is interesting. I then subsequently, because it was Willie Harrington who really drove the decision to put it where it was, and there may have been others, but Willie was certainly prominent in that. And then for a long time, I was like, well, I was clearly wrong, because this is perfect. Because having Beale Street and, you know, back when the fight was there,
yep.
You know, and then the SEC tournament came and the NCAA tournaments were there. Then having Beale Street feeding right into FedEx Forum, it was considered a massive asset.
Yep.
And now it is considered a massive detriment. I don't want to relitigate what we did yesterday. Anyway, but we are back to King's Crossing. You're fine with the name?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to call it King's Crossing. But
I think it's simple enough.
I won't hate it if we do.
I think it's simple enough that that's an easy one to remember.
It is an easy one. It is an easy one to remember. So there you go. We also had the news that the playoff selection committee is going to include a new data point, record strength.
Yeah. So I think from what I could tell is most of the people online thought this was just the SEC. And listen, I'm sure the SEC is rooting for this too, but if you don't think the Big Ten's not rooting for this as well, like Tony Petitti has like clearly stated on the record, he's like, I want them making less decisions.
Right. Well, that's why he wants automatic bids.
Yeah.
Right. There's no question. This is driven by the power folks and
the power too.
And it's hard to know what it'll look like, but it'll probably look like the SMUs of the world won't get the, you know, right? Like in the end.
I mean, maybe, you know what my instinct says? It's not going to really change a whole lot. I think it's kind of like one of those things that you put on paper to, like, you know, appease the SEC and the Big Ten. I just don't think, like, they already were looking at strength of record, which takes into account strength of schedule, who you've beaten, how you've played.
Yeah, that's what I don't really understand. How is record strength?
I think fundamentally this is a lot of hoopla about nothing.
And then we never got to this yesterday, the news that Arch Manning pushed back on Archie. Archie had said he's going to not be in this coming NFL draft. He'll almost certainly return to Texas for yet another year. And Arch had said, yeah, I don't really know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that. Do you think Arch will play two more years of Texas?
My gut says yes, but I think you're better off betting yes, simply because even though I think he's going to be good, the odds of him being like the number one pick next year are still like,
I think the bet is that he'll play 2 years at Texas.
Yeah.
I think the way that it could change is if he has just a phenomenal year, but then also what the draft looks like.
I was going to say,
what if New Orleans gets the number one pick?
I don't know. Do they view that as a good thing or a bad thing for the Mannings?
But however they view it, the draft will be the draft.
The kid is from New Orleans.
And they will make a decision about whether they want to go to the team that has the number one draft or whether they take door number two. And that will matter. It has historically mattered to the Manning family. We've seen evidence of that, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, Chris Harrington.
The Giants and the Chargers just created a mutually beneficial trade.
Chris Harrington on the other side, then Writer Than Right Trivia. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.